We're okay now. Okay. Thank you. I don't even know your name. You're Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny?
Walton.
Jenny Walton.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is... We're at Horsey Manor during the Folk Week, Folk Family Week. This is the first weekend. And this is Sian Bigwood interviewing Jenny Walton, who I gather has been coming to Horsey for a year or two.
Very
Could
long
you
time.
Please tell us how you became involved with Horsey.
It was in 1966. So my son was born in the February, and my parents came to look after him. My husband and I came here because it was the Bucks weekend, the first one they had.
Right. And that's 66 in the summer?
Yes, September.
Right. For a whole week?
No, just a weekend.
Right, right.
Yes.
And who was taking it? Can you remember?
Well, it was just our local people, as far as I know. We were all down here, and I think it was just our local...
So the clubs used to...
The Bucks District dancers, or whatever we were called then, goodness alone knows. Uh-huh. They booked this weekend, and we all came down here.
Do you know how they heard of Horsey Manor from Bucks?
No, I really don't know.
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, I've no idea how
whether
they found
it was done
out.
It might
have been done through the house.
Yes,
because we have much more contact in those days than we do now.
That's probably what it was.
Yes. But no, I have absolutely no idea. I just know that we all came down here, and of course it was dormitories. Boys in there, girls in there.
And what about cooking? Did you have a cook?
Yes, somebody was catering for us. Right. Not that I can remember much about what we ate, I'm afraid. It's far too long ago. And that wasn't the important bit. You know, the important bit was to be here to dance and enjoy yourself. And
Yes.
We made our own tea in a little scullery somewhere. Off that back corridor.
Right.
So if we wanted a cup of tea at coffee time, you went and did it in there. And the same again after lunch and in the evening.
And you didn't have
And there wasn't a bar.
No, that's
not
right.
Not then.
But by then, when was this in 60?
66, I think. It started in 65, wasn't it?
Yes. So did you have to do your own washing up? Because sometimes...
Yes, I think we did.
I know my daughter came here from school during the school holidays and worked, and weekends worked in the kitchens and mostly washing up and such like. But I gathered there were some times when...
I think we might have done that first time, certainly. But
yes.
Honestly, John, it's such a long time ago. I mean, the things that stick in your mind was the sharing of rooms and a whole lot of ladies together and a whole lot of men together.
And not many bathrooms.
No, but we did have big bathrooms with baths in. Because there were two up on the top floor then. There was the one that was down up the back corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're only here for a weekend anyway.
Yes, that's right.
You don't worry about... Like
and did you dance the whole weekend, or can you remember what
well,
you
we
spent?
Did a lot of dancing, yes. Yeah. That was the prime reason for being here. I think we went and did a bit of sightseeing round about.
Right.
I know when we came, my husband and I, we came 66. It must have been in the Morris Traveller. Didn't have a motor caravan at that point. And we drove via Netherstowey up over the top. Because I wanted to see the top of the Quantocks. And in September, it was beautiful. Mm. The autumn was just starting to come, and the colours were lovely. So from then, almost every time I've come via Netherstowey and over the top.
Over the top. Best way, actually.
Well, it is. Even,
much better than even the 358.
No, around that way. I mean, you know, even when I come at Christmas, touch wood so far.
Yes.
It hasn't been dreadful, dreadful snowy weather.
No.
But,
It's a lovely drive, then.
Well, it is. As long as you dodge the sheep and the ponies.
Sheep and ponies. There are quite a few ponies out there.
Mm.
And so that was the beginning of a romance with the manor, or did the romance develop over the years?
Well, I suppose it developed over the years. And we did several Bucks weekends. I can't remember how many, I'm afraid. And because we used to have a New Year one in Tring, somewhere near there. But then we came, I think we only did Bucks Weekends. Then we discovered folk camps, which we hadn't found out about. Our children were, I don't know, 6 and 3, I suppose. And somebody in the club said, oh, you know, it's a lovely holiday. I want to try folk camps. Oh, all right then, perhaps we will. We'd always gone down to where my parents lived on the south coast in Hythe. And that was free board and lodging and a beach not far away, you know, with small people, that's quite handy. So we said, oh, let's try it. So we did, and the first year we went to Slapton, I believe. And the second year was on the Gower. And that was so wet. And we'd had bought a tent, but hardly ever used it, lent it out to all our friends in the town. And so we... It leaked like fury, and I said, I'm never sleeping in that tent again. So, I think it must have been when Princess Anne got married. Anyway, we had a holiday off school, because we were both teachers. My husband said, right, I'll go and see about getting a motor caravan. I don't want to watch weddings on the television. So I said, well, you go, I'm staying here to watch the royal wedding. And he came back and he said, bought one. And that was it. So then we came here with folk camps, 2 or 3 times, I should think. We had folk camp holidays, even more than that, I think, here, when we were camping, obviously. Mm-hmm. Then we started occasionally sleeping indoors. And then when my husband died, that year in 2003... we were booked to come here, so my daughter said, well, you know, let's go, I'll come with the children, with you. So I said, all right then. We fortunately were able to get a room for her as well as one for me, so that she came for the week. And Megan was far too little, she was only months old, but Geraint had a lovely time, thought it was wonderful. And ever since it's been known as the big house.
Lovely.
Where are you going on holiday, Grandma? We're going to the big house. Can we come? No. I'm escaping from you lot. So we had lots of folk camp things here.
So your children and grandchildren obviously were introduced into the folk dancing way of life.
Yes.
Were you folk dancers before when you were young?
No. I lived in London, born in London, and then in 1947 moved to Edinburgh.
Right.
Then started Scottish country dancing. Then moved over to nearer to Glasgow for the whole of my secondary education. So, you know, things like Strip the Willow, Dashing White Sergeant, Gay Gordons, all sorts of things were done at the school ball.
Yes.
Then came down to England to go to training college. Taught for 2 years in Kent. Then my college friend and I said, well, right, we've done our 2 years, and we were told you must move on after 2 years. So we thought, where should we go? Let's get so we get nearer to London. Because it was a bit difficult from Tunbridge to get up to town. And because we'd been in London at the college, so we looked and we thought, oh, Slough, OK. So we ended up in Slough in, 1960, that must be, yes. And I said, oh, I think I'll go to the library and see what clubs and things there are, you know, what sort of things there are to do. So I went, and it was the St Andrews Society, and I thought, oh, jolly good, I can carry on doing my Scottish dancing. And then I read the rules for belonging. You had to have been born in Scotland, of Scottish parentage, or married to a Scot, none of which applied to me. So I said, huh. And I looked a bit more, and I thought, oh, There's an English country dance club down in Datchet, which is very close to Slough, just between Slough and Windsor. So I thought, oh, what time's that? Oh, yeah, I could get the bus down there. But we didn't have cars in those days. And that was the start. Uh-huh. So from 1960 onwards...
You were folk dancing?
Yes, folk dancing. And my husband came to Slough in 1960 as well, as did quite a lot of people. It was the year of the influx. I don't know why, but there was a whole lot of us in church who all arrived at the same time. And I was talking to him. He said, oh, you know, perhaps I'll come down. And so he came, and that was that. And then he joined the Morris men, Datchet Morris, and there we were from then onwards.
Right.
Our whole life was taken up with folk.
Hooked.
Hooked, yes. I'm afraid.
And then back to Halsey.
As I say, 66 was the first time we both came here to get, first time we came. And we came several times, and then again for a whole week in the summer when folk camps were having their week here, which was always great fun. And then we started going to France. We might have still been doing weekends, I can't remember. Here, might have been still doing the Bucks weekend. I don't know how long that went on for. And then folk camps went to France, so we took ourselves over there for our holidays. And then, as I say, when my husband died in 2003, Nicola and I and the two children came that year. And then, must have been, was it 2004? Might have been 2004 was the first lot time they restarted the Christmas. I'm not sure whether it was 2004, 2005.
Yes,
but we'd had Christmas before, but we'd never come.
No.
We'd done winter warmers.
Uh-huh.
Before that, yes. But we'd never done Christmas. And I said to my daughter, well, would you mind if I went to Halsey for Christmas? I said, let's save you and your brother arguing about whose turn is it to have a mother. So I came down here, and of course Christmas Day we all phone home and sing, everybody sings, we wish you a Merry Christmas together in the long room, you see.
Right.
And she said, you having a good time? I said, oh, it's wonderful. You're going to book for next year? So I said, am I allowed? She said, oh, yes. And that's it.
Right.
Every Christmas I'm down here.
Oh, and so you're here with Christina and Elena?
Yeah, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Have they taken it every Christmas since you've been coming, or were there other people?
I think we had one different one. Was it Pete and Marge Hendy one year? I think it might have been, but I can't remember now.
Yeah. I've never been to Christmas because living local.
Well, yes, yes. Yeah.
I've got a big family, so...
See, I avoid mine. Well, as I've brought my grandchildren up,
yes.
I thought it's quite good to get away and do my own thing, thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, I think everybody needs to have their own space.
Yes, but it's my second home as far as I'm concerned.
And this is the thing with Halsey, isn't it? You don't have to have a partner.
No, yeah, no.
The one thing with folk, English folk, because... Whatever, whether it's Scottish or Irish. Well, Irish, you don't need a partner so much.
No.
But certainly American...
yes, you do.
Dancing, you have to have a partner, whereas with English folk, you don't.
No.
And you're always made welcome, aren't you?
Yes, you are. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. It's, and you come and you think, oh, hello. I've come and seen you for a year. How nice, you know. How are you? You know, catch up on the gossip. And you're away again. Yes, I meet Joy Simmons here regularly. We've been meeting up here for years and years and years now.
Mm.
Yes, so it's a wonderful place.
Well, I do thank you very much indeed.
That's quite all right.
For your input into this.
For what it's worth.
Interesting thing. It's good for everybody to put in
their bit.
Their
yes,
thoughts
yes,
and
yes.
How they began dancing. How they began or how they became interested in the manor, and I thank you very much indeed.
Is that all right?
And we're
thank you.
We'll finish it off for the moment.
Good.